The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no-hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
I want to hear from you. What are you thinking about what is happening? And if you had a chance to whisper into the ear of Donald Trump, what would you tell him to do? Trish, welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
I would tell him, first of all, he's got to grow up. Yeah, they're not fair. Guess what? You're in the human race. It's not fair. It stinks what they're doing to you, but tough luck. Put on the big boy boots and get to it. All right, these Nancy boys in the media, these friggin' idiots, and yes, sorry, gay people, it's not meant to offend you. That's just what they are. They're a bunch of Nancy boys. Get to it. You don't give more power to the devil. The devil is evil. That's what the media are. Just dismiss them. You've got to do certain accountability. Fine, I'm all for that, for transparency. But enough. Ignore them. They are the toe jam, all right? Just ignore them. And as far as these Republicans...
By the way,
it's
nice to have Joe Pesci's mother on.
You're getting that really strong Idaho accent.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I'm from the Bronx, okay? And the Bronx is coming out, all right?
What?
These people, these Republicans are akin to what used to be called Democrats. They are not Republicans. And trust me, I'm not really a Republican. I only go with them because they are the lesser of the devils. That's the only thing about them. And while I never thought Trump was going to be the great savior of us, I was a Ted Cruz person, but he was the lesser choice because I could never vote for the devil in a dress, all right? But they have to get with it, all right? And the first thing he should work on is term limits for all these creeps that have sold this nation.
I will tell you, Trish, I love your attitude. I love your spirit. I will tell you, there's not a chance in hell you're getting term limits through now. But thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Tim in Illinois. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you very much. Okay. This is the number one, Glenn. I have to get over this last call. She was amazing. Absolutely. But bottom line is, you know, we talked about the stock market to begin with in the program. And the problem is, it's undermining authority. If we're waiting for either party to pick a leader, they're never going to pick a leader because they want to be leaders. They don't want leaders. They want to be in there forever. Term limits is something that's a miracle I hope happens, number one. Number two, if the media continues, and I'm sorry, my man, I've been listening to you for 10 years, you've got to take some responsibility for this. If the media continues to talk to him, to go down to the worst instant where Bob Beckel called him a punk last night on the five on Fox. If they continue to do this, they are the reason for the crash of that stock market.
Okay, hang on just a second. Hang on. I want to go back. Wait. I want to come back, Tim. I want to know what do I need to take responsibility for? Because I'm more than happy to do that.
You can't. It's called undermining any authority. All right, get behind the guy who was elected by a lot of people for the authority.
Hang on just a second. Just because I am behind his authority as president of the United States, I've made that very clear, and I have supported him when he did the policies that I thought. It is very un-American not to question. We didn't elect a king, so we question the actions. We don't question the office. I do not question the office, and I certainly do not question that he is the legitimate president. I have said to the press, get over it. And also, Donald Trump, needs to get over that. The election is over. He's the president. Now act like the president.
And the criticism that I really like to hear is what Stu said earlier, where he's got two hands. He should be doing something on one side while continuing what he's doing on the other. Because attacking the press and doing what the people want him to do, I held my nose when I voted for him. I'm becoming more and more of a fan of this guy. I mean, that's all it's to it, because the politics, the devil, she was right, previous caller, is all over the place in this. Undermining authority. I was a union president and a youth minister, and I saw it in both of these instances. And things totally collapse when that happens.
Tim, thank you for your call. You're exactly right. It is chaos. What is happening is the promotion of chaos. And I'm sorry, but Donald Trump is an agent of chaos as well. He likes that because of the ratings and the reality show part of Donald Trump. What Donald Trump needs to do is focus right now. Let the storm go and build all around him. It doesn't matter. Focus. Stop responding to the press and every single thing they say. Focus. Focus on your agenda and do that. But I will tell you, I think what he'll do is he is going to start paying back. He did that with Comey. I hope you don't have tapes. Well, I happen to have notes. Don't try to pay back in kind. How much do you want to make a bet? He's going to suggest we now start to go after Hillary, or we now start to have a special investigator on. I think he pays back in kind. He punches back twice as hard. Stop punching back. They will look like bullies. Don't bully back. Yeah, be the president.
We were talking earlier this morning about the vitriol from the left-leaning media is so ridiculous and so relentless that it's pushing us to be bigger
it
Trump supporters.
Sure is.
You know, that's what happens when you're attacking a guy so much and it to the point of it being unreasonable, then even some of the people who maybe weren't his biggest fans start to become fans.
I mean,
look what happened with Donald Trump, with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The more we said, and we didn't say this, but the more we said, oh, birth certificate, the higher his ratings went with those who were on the fringe. They were like, oh, shut up. And that can happen with this, but not with him making stupid mistakes. Stop. Zip your mouth. Focus. Be presidential. Rise above it.
And you might be right. I don't know. I mean, I don't have tons of faith in that, but I always think that the best sort of observations are the ones that come from like recognizing a reality that might not be so obvious. You know, capitalism is the best example of that. Like every king from the beginning of time tried to enforce all sorts of different things from the top down, and our founders were smart enough to realize, wait a minute, people are going to pursue their own rational self-interest. And if we set up rules that actually accentuates that process, it's better. It may very well be that what Republicans need to realize is this is just reality. This is what he's there to do. He's president of the United States not to pass anything about a wall, because he likes this. He likes to fight. He likes to get in these battles. He likes to go back and forth. And instead of trying to constantly stop him from doing that, realize maybe that it's just providing you an incredible distraction to do actual work.
It is one of the best strategies I've heard, because I don't hear a lot of good strategies. but for the Republicans just to push things through and to not be dragged into this, I would hope that Donald Trump is enough of a strategist that he can take it on the chin for a while and be quiet. He just can't add to this. It's getting too serious. He can't just add to this. If he does, he's done. There's just not going to be a way out of it, because he just keeps throwing things in and you're like, oh, gee, what? Why? Why would you say that? That's not going to help you. That's going to make you look this way. And so it's just going to get out of control, because the media Hollywood, everything, they despise him. They despise him. And that's hard enough. We knew that going in, though. Mm-hmm. We knew this was going to happen. Now, he said he would change as president. Don't worry, I'm not going to be this guy all the time. Well, but you are. So please, Mr. President, fulfill that promise and don't be that guy. Don't make this any worse. And on top of that, Republicans, get off your ass and use this distraction.
Quickly, too, I mean, you can blame the media all you want for his not being able to pass things. Both the callers brought up term limits. Therefore, on the first day of my term in office, first priority, propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. It's not a long series of scandals that stopped that. That was the thing he promised he would do first.
I know, but here's the problem. If he proposes that, he will only have people like Mike Lee and the Freedom Caucus. He will lose all support of agenda and everything else from
but if he wasn't going to do it, he shouldn't have said it.
I agree, but I'm saying now. He could have done it and used his bully pulpit. I think there's still a chance, if he understood discipline, that he could still come in and plow through a lot of this. And if he is indeed clean, which I actually believe he is, he's just making himself look guilty. But if he is clean, which I believe he is, and he can plow through this if he's disciplined, but he's not going to have any support in Congress or too little to actually get any of his bills passed if that's what he says he's going to do at this point. If he would have done it on day one, it would have been another thing that people would have hung their hat on. Right now, they're hanging their hat on, hey, he did the Supreme Court. And that's a big one. He needed a few more of these, and he needed to put them up. Now, his ideas for Trump care, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the agenda is. How is he going to get taxes done? He's got to reconnect with the people. He's got to stop making stupid mistakes. Roger Ailes died last night, 77 years old. I just thought of something he taught me. He called me into his office and he said, Glenn, you have to stop being a shooting star or a solar flare and recognize that you need to be a sun. And I said, you're going to have to break that down to me because I don't understand what you're talking about. And he said, solar flares are part of life. Solar flares happen all the time. And if science is looking up and they're seeing solar flares, they're regular. They're part of the pattern. But if they start to see solar flares over and over and over and over again, and they just keep happening and they're gaining speed, that's when science says the sun may be unstable. He said, you're making good points. You're saying things, but you're moving at such a high rate of speed that you say this, then you say that, then you say that, then you say that. And all of those are pretty hard for people to get their arms around. All of these are solar flares. You look unstable. The show looks unstable because you're taking too many chances and you're pushing spikes out too far every day. And I said, well, I'm just here for a short period of time. I'm just going to do this anyway for a short period of time. I had a different philosophy. As it turns out, he was right. He was right. That's what's happening with Donald Trump. There's too many of these things. And so the average person becomes uncomfortable because it looks unstable. Now, we're going to harden into positions because that's what happened with Barack Obama. They hardened into positions where they would not listen. Do you see what he's doing with the IRS? Do you want the IRS to be used as a weapon? Or do you see what he just did? He's running guns with the Attorney General. They wouldn't listen. because they had been pushed into a place of complete defense. That's going to happen to us. But unfortunately, I think because this guy has the press with him, you're going to be the minority again. And it's not going to go well for us unless he stops being a shooting star or a series of solar flares. He's got to look stable. Did anybody hear that they're talking now about, there are people in Washington that are talking about, can we use, what is it, the 28th Amendment?
25th. Which,
25th Amendment? That he's not fit to be president? Holy cow. He's 120 days into it. Needs to back down. Be the president that we recognize. You don't have to be, you don't have to propose the same policies, but act like the president.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code Beck, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.